Yeah, I kind of mentioned it a little bit yesterday about the tension and stress when you make a mistake, and lots of voice care tips are coming up in about a couple of months' time. I'm just preparing those scripts in advance of recording those and bringing them to you as part of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears today as we're talking about audiobook narration. And today, clarity, consistency, and concentration in voice acting when it comes to your audiobooks. So let's go through each of those in turn. A clear voice. Yeah, people will be spending a lot of time with you, so you need to have a voice that won't jar or grate on their ears. A clear voice. Also, it needs to be a consistent voice, because consistency in the style and energy of your read, and for fiction books, each character's voice and accent needs to be the same. Page after page, episode episode, day after day of you recording in the studio. So that's a clear voice and consistency. The third C today, concentration. Yeah, in non-fiction especially, this could be really content-rich and technical texts with long and unwieldy sentence structures. And with fiction books, you may need to switch effortlessly from one character to another. Remember accents, and also remember the story so far. And more on each of these skills coming up over the next several days. Audiobooks are often recorded at home, so you need to be a self-starter, be able to manage all the different aspects of the job, the reading, recording, the self-directing and critiquing, and keep your mind and your eye on the text, so neither wanders to the shopping list, what the time is, and whether you need a toilet break. Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice episode tomorrow. Vocal, physical and mental health for audiobook narration. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.